This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on the Score.
I think you just kind of wanted to get a feel for everybody in the organization. What were we about in terms of, like, what's our direction? What's our North Star? How are we going to get there? And I think through our actions, we've shown that. And, you know, history's the history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. Like, we go back so much all the time, and those days are over. So we're bringing players in here that want to really just change everything up and do things a different way. Obviously, we love our history here, but it hasn't been smooth recently, and it's time to change. So I feel like we got to stop going back all the time.
The dog days are over. Apparently not. There, at least it looks like there's been some applied learning that Ryan Poles and the Bears have done in the way that they've gone about hiring Ben Johnson and pairing him up with Caleb Williams.
I got to tell you, man, there's a lot of people via text. I'm getting some on Twitter saying, like, this is old news. What are you doing? And I actually talked to somebody.
It's not old news.
It's context about old news, which helps you understand everything. And then you can move forward, and you're hoping that things are fixed, and it appears that they are fixed. But it really, what it does, it's important for us to dig into, and it brings some conversations back to the fore. Like, the main one, do you think Ryan Poles deserved another chance?
I disagree. It's not old news, because all of this stuff that we're talking about is stuff that we thought. There's a difference between us thinking it and us knowing it.
Well, I agree that that is the news. So we dive deep into it, but I don't know exactly what kind of staying power this is going to have. Like, I wonder if Caleb's going to get asked about it the first time he talks.
I would imagine that at OTAs next week he is asked about it.
He will too. Ryan Poles will get asked the first time he talks,
as he should be asked about it. And I think that Caleb should follow the lead of Ben Johnson. Like, this is, let's be very clear about this. None of this is on Caleb. Not one damn bit of it is on Caleb or on his dad. Because most of us, if not all of us, if in the same situation, would have been like, I'm going to see whatever it is that I can do. Mm-hmm. And then when I have every bit of information, I'm going to make the best choice.
I agree, but it is on Poles.
It's 100% on Poles.
And he's still here. And it is on the McCaskies, and they're still here. Thankfully.
And that's why it's news.
I understand. But I guess I go back to what I was reporting and vehemently saying leading up to Ben Johnson's hire and after, that things have shifted and changed. The McCaskies gave assurances to Ben that things are going to be different.
Well, even just the, you can look at it and see the shift, not even with assurances to Ben, but them getting Ben. Like the process of getting Ben is should be an indicator of how things change.
Absolutely. The way that Poles did it, the way that he was allowed to do it, and just how impressed all the people involved with Ben and everyone else were. All those reports are coming out all over the place that, oh, this is different. This is different the way they're doing things. They know how different it needs to be.
I am now in a space of wondering what was the impetus for the change. Is this Ryan Poles being like, I've really screwed things up and I am lucky to have my job. I am not going to make the same mistakes that I made leading up to this point.
I would assume that that's how he feels. But to your question, what is the impetus for the change?
Is it Kevin Warren being like, hey, man, this thing that you did with the offense, and maybe that's why when we were hearing Kevin Warren talk, it did feel like an infantilizing of Ryan Poles.
Maybe there was good reason for that.
Correct. Like, these are all things that now, like, as you rightly say, like, in retrospect, you go, oh, that seems to make sense now.
It's a good point.
And maybe there's a combination of both of those things.
Right, and there's some nuance there. I'll tell you what I think the main impetus was, and in some ways you're fortunate that it got this ugly, is the national embarrassment that Matt Eberflus kept putting you in. The constant and consistent national embarrassment culminating with the breakage of your adorable little dad on Thanksgiving. Like, you know, but all of that, I don't know if all this changes and McCaskey's going, okay, no, fine, we get it. All right, fine, we get it. We got a quarterback and he's good and he's not the problem. We understand now that we are the problem. Okay, got it. You know, that might not have happened without everybody laughing at the entire organization.
312-644-6767 is the number. Let's go to Shad. Hey, Shad, you're on the score.
My brother's from another mother.
Shad!
Good to talk to you. What's up? Cracking, Speak.
Good to hear you, man.
We didn't get Vlad in Chicago yet, did we? Last time I talked to you, no? Okay. today was confirmation from a great journalist that Caleb Williams coming into the draft was arrogant, 23-year-old, and way above what the Bears had in front of him. It's also was confirmation that Ryan Poles is probably the worst evaluator or general manager that we've had in the last, I don't know, 40 years, due to the fact that this information should have been known through back channels of some nature. I mean, Colin Howard came on your show nationally and told everybody, did he not?
Don't you think he knew, but, though? I think Poles knew that they were doubting him, and so he had to sell it, and he sold it at least to Caleb enough, is what it seemed.
Can I ask this, though, Speaks? Knowing that, then why not even go down to LSU to watch Jalen perform? What Lawrence told you or told everybody earlier is like, you know what? After that Florida game, you say, this kid in LSU is different. And to just shy away that evaluation when you're talking about a generational quarterback, to me now puts the emphasis on his evaluation, the head coach that we're assuming is just going to be heads of the par above Kevin O'Connell, who Caleb wanted, and Matt LaFleur that's up in Green Bay with more weapons.
But Shad, I hear you, Shad, but he couldn't get either of those guys. He went out and got the very best guy that he could possibly get that people have wanted for 2 years. He can't get those guys. He screwed up the other one. That's 100% correct.
My issue isn't even that they took Caleb over Jaden Daniels. I just wanted people to be aware that the gap between the two players in my eyes was not that big. My issue, if you want to talk about evaluation with Ryan Poles, Shad, my issue is your evaluation of coaching and coaching effectiveness. One, the head coach that you retained, because there was enough evidence to fire Matt Eberflus before last year.
Let me ask you one question about that. You think the McCaskies said flat out no because of the money?
Maybe.
Is that possible?
I mean, that's one of the things that we would believe, right? That's the narrative around the McCaskies, is that they didn't want to do it. But then they broke protocol.
They did
because it was so odorous. It was so embarrassing that they had this guy. And maybe behind the walls, they're even going, what? Like, maybe George is like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what is happening here?
Maybe they were being asked. Maybe they were being asked to do it. They said no, and that's part of, maybe it's not binary, but like Poles knew that he wasn't going to be able to get that done.
But my issue with Poles goes back to him not recognizing in real time, as a football player and as an executive of what was going on. And then to talk about it from the perspective with hindsight of like, yeah, you know, there were some things that were going on in mini camp, in training camp that we didn't like.
Arrogance.
Guess what?
Yeah, you were there.
Your job is to straighten those things out. And the fact that they didn't get straightened out, and then there were multiple chances after that speaks. It's why it's hard for me to he's the guy now, and I think that he did a really good job in hiring Ben Johnson. But I still have a lot of reservations about him because you had a chance then in training camp to do something and you did nothing. You had a chance as this season went down the toilet. Mm-hmm. And if you want to talk about more stuff with Caleb, go back to the GQ piece and him after the Washington game.
All of it.
Not being able to have answers. You allow the Washington game to happen, the Arizona game to happen, the New England game to happen, knowing that all of this stuff wasn't working and you didn't do anything. That's where I have beef with Ryan Poles in the way that he's handled things overall, that he seems to be oblivious to what even the people who aren't professional football people were able to look at from afar and go, that doesn't sound right. The fact that he didn't listen to his players who were begging so much to make change, that they were doing it on these airwaves, over on CHGO, on CHN, wherever a Bears player could get to a microphone early on in the season, they were telling you, please help us. Someone needs to help us because that guy's incompetent and that guy's incompetent.
That is all extremely well said. I think when we had the conversation before this info was out, does Ryan Poles deserve another chance with a really strong, good head coach? I was a yes. And I'm still a yes, but not by much. He made that trade with the Carolina Panthers, which is going to go down as one of the great trades of all time and it in the NFL. And it continued to bear fruit into this year and this draft. There are other people that we can point to as being successful acquisitions and successful draft picks. There are a few things. There are lots of misses there, too.
And even the convincing of Caleb, I think, is a feather in his cap.
When you consider how horrific ownership is and has been for decades, and how stupid the coach was that he himself hired, which, of course, mitigates it. I know all of it. But I'd say if I was at 57%, Ryan Poles deserves a chance to try this again.
You're down to 51.
Maybe 53, something like that. It is a thin margin, dude, and this makes it look worse. But I do believe that paired with a guy like Ben, they can make beautiful music together.
Yeah, I think that he deserves credit for that, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And maybe other people deserve credit. Maybe Kevin Warren deserves credit.
Hey, man, we heard directly from Ben and his people how impressed they are specifically with Ryan Poles.
And if
that Poles gets it.
If this is the type of growth that Ryan Poles had after this, I applaud him for that. Because it takes a lot to go, I was wrong. And I had this wrong. And boy, I'm so glad that they have given me another opportunity to try and fix this thing. But damn.
It's thin, though, man. It's super duper thin.
Let's go to Brian, who's calling from Kalamazoo. Hey, Brian, you're on Spiegel and Holmes. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted you, what you just said, you know what I'm saying? I see the growth. Number one, just what you said. When Ryan pulls up there with Ben, you know, he's like smiling and laughing. He's just like, you could tell he's like, oh my God, thank you so much. At the same time, the thing that I noticed the most and really am seeing in the growth is listen to those coaches talk in full sentences, express concepts that make sense. They're not giggling and snorting and talking in aphorisms. It's amazing. I'm happy as I could be. I've been watching the Bears since 1980. Come on, we haven't seen anything like this.
It is. I agree that it is very different, and there's tons of reason for optimism. And Poles did enable a lot of this to happen simply by handing the reins to Ben, by convincing Ben that to be here, and convincing ownership to get rid of Flus and pay this amount of money, and with Kevin Warren's partnership and the whole freaking thing, they're in a really good spot right now. And that's not what we should not lose sight of that.
Let's go to Sean, who is calling from the West Side. Hey, Sean, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence, how you guys doing?
We're good,
great.
Sean.
What's on your mind?
All right. Earlier today, you say you begrudgingly say maybe Kevin Warren had something to do with this. Lawrence, I think besides the stadium situation and how he going about, you know, doing the whole stadium thing, I think Kevin Warren, the reason why all of this is happening is because of him.
That's very possible.
Lawrence, think about it. They never fired a coach. I think the owners gave Kevin Warren the keys to completely drive this car. Nothing changed until they hired that man. Now you're starting to see significant changes in everything. And I think you have to give that man credit where credit's due.
I feel like I did do that.
But when you say begrudgingly,
I didn't say I did that. I said there will be some people that will grudgingly give him credit for this.
Are you going to give Sean the sweet Kevin Warren credit that he craves, Lawrence?
I feel like I've done that.
Sean doesn't feel it. I think it's all Kevin Warren that made all of this happen.
Well, here's my thing. I think that you're probably right. But I also would like to leave room for growth and discovery by Ryan Poles of, man, I really screwed this up. I don't want to screw up the next thing that we do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Got you.
I don't want to just say Kevin Warren came down there and taught him how to be a GM. It might have been the real world application of failure that allowed Ryan Poles to go, I'm not doing that again. And where I think Kevin Warren deserves a lot of credit, and I think that we even talked about it as it was happening, the de-Armstrongifying of the Bears. I feel like that was Kevin Warren taking the franchise back.
Well, absolutely. And because Kevin, look, we're all middle management on some level, right? Even Kevin Warren is middle management. And he has done a remarkably good job.
High middle management.
I know, but he's done a really good job of managing the owners, of managing ownership, managing a family that has worked against themselves and the organization for decades. And one of the starkest example was allowing Trace Armstrong to be the shadow president of the Chicago Bears.
Yep.
And that's what was happening. And Kevin defanged that situation. He defanged Trace Armstrong and managed the owners and said, look.
Ooh, I like the way you said that. I like that better.
You gotta allow your football people to be themselves in full and hire other strong people. Let me be a strong person. I'll hire a strong person. And then he can hire a strong person. That's what the Lions did. Kevin Warren. I'll get there eventually. Kevin Warren has allowed the Bears to do what the Lions did, which is hire strength, let them do their jobs. And ownership, give them the money, watch the games and enjoy it, and get out the way.
That's one of the reasons why I took this. I don't even call it a job. I took this why. I took this why because...
See, the thing is, Matt Nagy was looking for it, and Kevin Warren had taken it.
Oh, my God. I didn't put that together. He was looking for the whys the whole time.
And it was in Kevin Warren's pocket. Mm. See?
Explains a lot.
Bet you didn't look there.
Yeah, explains a lot.
Do you remember when we had Spice, and Spice was talking about the Bears, and he said something that made us both look at each other and go, oh, yeah, that seems like a thing.
Mm-hmm. He didn't have a bad year.
No, he did not.
I think throughout the whole season, he threw like 5 or 6 interceptions.
Yep.
As a rookie? Dude, like, come on, man. Like, you got to give that man his props. Like, of course, he got sacked, or maybe he held the ball too long, whatever. And it's like, it's seeming like he was kind of like learning on his own almost.
Dude, he was absolutely learning on his own. He's watching film alone.
By himself!
With nobody to tell him what to do. Caleb's watching by himself, man! It's terrible. Spice was on it. That's the thing. People knew about this stuff, man. People have known about this stuff.
It's now like if we wanted to, we could put a quilt of sound bites together of Spice, Olin, Patrick, Jalen.
Players.
Right?
Yeah.
We could put
Mercedes. Remember that week after the Hail Mary, we counted up to, I think, 7 different players who were basically on record saying, this place is a disaster.
Yeah. Cole. Like, mm-hmm. There were DJ kind of looking like out there on the field going, that's the, and all of us kind of going, DJ doesn't usually look like that on the field. Uh-huh. And now you get it. Now you're like, oh, that's why he looked like that on the field.
Stacey Dales.
Oh, yeah, man.
Started the whole ball rolling here.
That's right.
Talking about how they never had a first 15 in their offensive game plan.
Which is, it was Tanny.
Like, I struggle with that all the time. It's like, maybe that's like an old school way of looking at game planning, but it should be a baseline fundamental thing.
And it stands for what they felt, which was a complete lack of organization or theory or anything like that. And when you put that with not coaching hard enough, then what the hell's he doing? If he's a strategic genius who's not coaching them hard enough, then they can find other people to do that. Or if he's a hardo that's getting them disciplined, they can find somebody else for the smarts. He had nothing. He had absolutely nothing.
When Stacey did that report, I had the same feeling that you had, Tanny. And I was like, you know what? I've been out the game for a little bit. You know, I haven't been in a lot of locker rooms lately. And then I started texting and calling people. And I was like, hey, can I run this by you? Does this make sense to you? And literally everyone that I talked to goes, that makes absolutely no sense. One person said to me, are you sure that you got that right? Because that's not how it works. And here we are now. Like, all of it makes sense.
And then she clarified. It's like, well, actually, Kevin O'Connell and Kyle Shanahan, they actually have, like, first 30 and first 45s. It's
right.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah, so I guess it is a big deal. And, like, forward-thinking people go beyond just 15.
Let's keep rolling with this, Lawrence. We got callers, some texters with some great thoughts, and it feels appropriate to, like, give kind of a large-scale history lesson on the McCaskies and the ownership just to remind people how we got here for the necessity of Kevin Warren.
And if you want to have a little bit of fun with the schedule too, I guess we can allow for that. I'm taking the Steve Rosenblum approach.
What's that?
I'm going to go 17-0 this year. Next year, I'm going to go 0-17.
Lawrence hates the thing where people sit down with the pen and go, I think that's a win. This is a loss. That's a win. This is a win.
He doesn't like single game predictions, so it makes you think he's going to do an entire season of it.
That's a good point.
I'm more apt to do a single game prediction, though. But the reason that I don't like it is because they're no. Like, if you want to do this with me at Labor Day,
look, yeah. You don't want to be wrong. We get it. We get it, right? So you just want to be wrong.
I definitely don't want to be wrong.
Mr. Validation has no interest in these
but,
kind of things.
But if you want to sit down with me on Labor Day and do this, I'm here for it.
I get that. Right now, you don't. I get that.
There's some places we don't even know who's playing quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Like Minnesota on opening night on Monday night.
Or the Saints.
Sure.
We don't even know.
But that Minnesota game, I mean, is that Aaron Rodgers versus Caleb Williams? What are we doing there?
How much would that hurt Caleb's feelings now? Now that we know how much he likes O'Connell.
You want that? Look, that thing is juicy already with the O'Connell part of this.
But it's like, oh, there's my idol playing with the coach that I wanted to play with.
I bet Joe Buck is going to make a call to Aaron and say, what do you need? What can I do to help make this happen? That'd be fun TV.
I bet the Bears won't listen to Joe Buck's call.
Joe wants it to happen just so there's a chance George has an unpleasant experience.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.